Genetically engineered crops, commonly referred to as GMOs, are lightning rods in discussions of the food we eat. For the farmers who grow them, they're a wonder of technology. For those opposed, the plants represent all that's wrong with modern agriculture. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon dives into an especially heated debate and explains what we're really arguing about.
If you want a front row seat to the GMO fight, head on over to Boulder County, Colorado.
So the map.
Ron Stewart runs the county's open space program, more than 100,000 acres of pasture, forest trails, and farms. 1% of that land owned by the county is planted with GMO crops every year. But that could change. County officials are considering a ban of genetically engineered crops on county land.
The fundamental of this discussion is that this is land that is owned by the public.
The county buys up farmland and leases it back to farmers to preserve rural areas. In Boulder County, conventional farmland butts right up against headquarters for some of the largest organic food brands in the country. All that makes it the perfect place for these issues to come to a head.
The public, I think, rightly thinks it should have a significant input into what the practices are that we would have on open space land.
My name is Mary Smith. What's the best way to explain this? I'm a concerned citizen.
Smith is the head of a small group of activists here called GMKNOW, K-N-O-W. What she's currently concerned about is genetically engineered Roundup Ready corn and sugar beets grown in Boulder County.
Those lands are not being utilized for the benefit of the people of this community. Instead, they are being mined by conventional agriculture for commodity crops that are sent outside of this community.
Smith lists her concerns about organic farmers struggling to compete, agrochemical companies amassing economic power, pesticides seeping into streams. All issues in their own right, but not directly tied to seeds that have been genetically engineered. As the conversation goes on, we end up further away from GMOs altogether. I stop and ask her, when we think we're talking about GMOs, are we really talking about them at all?
This is not about GMOs, and this is not about inputs. This is about our right to have access to good, healthful food.
GMOs are a physical, tangible manifestation of a much larger set of economic and political concerns.
So I certainly think it's true that GMOs have become symbolic of something much larger.
That's Will Tour, a former Boulder County commissioner.
And I don't think they're a very good symbol of that.
Tour sat on the county board the last time this issue came up 5 years ago. After a public hearing that went until 4 in the morning, the board voted to allow cultivation of GMO sugar beets. Tour says the intense focus on genetic engineering misses the point. He'd rather see people organizing for better water efficiency, soil health, and adaptation to climate change.
But to me, those are the interesting questions, and they have almost nothing to do with GMO or non-GMO, or even organic or non-organic.
Luke?
I'm Luke, yeah.
I'm Famer.
Hey, Famer. Nice to meet you.
I'm Jules.
Hey, Jules. Nice to meet you,
nice
too.
Nice to meet you, too.
Farmers Jules Van Tine and Famer Rasmussen lease some of the county's land to grow GMOs. For them, the crops are more than a symbol. They say the plants are another tool in a toolbox to raise a profitable crop.
I mean, I think it becomes more of a social issue or a fear issue. And, you know, we're not afraid or ashamed at all to tell our story because what we think we are doing, we're very, very proud of.
Van Tine says a ban on GMOs would upend his operations.
These aren't corporate farms. These are farm families that have been here for several generations that their livelihood is very much affected by this decision.
Ultimately, what happens to 1,000 acres of farmland on Colorado's Front Range won't tip the scales in the much larger national debate about GMOs. But it could speak volumes about the divide between urban and rural communities. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
That story comes to us through our partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.